This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Right now, the team is not in the position like they have been in the past with a great running back. But again, he being out since day one to now, you know, just let him stay on out and give him, you know, the punishment for what he's done. And, you know, the thing that I look at is that, you know, when you do things in life, you have to learn from it. And from this learning, the whole world will learn from this because Adrian Peterson is a big name in the world. And people know that they cannot do that to the kids, and that's what God tells you. You cannot do things. And so this is a big example for the whole world to see where you cannot do it to your kids.
Well, I don't know, you can debate or discuss whether the whole world cares about what's going on with Adrian Peterson or not, but that isn't the point here. We're into the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and that's former linebacker Matt Blair commenting on the suspension of Mr. Peterson, who is out for the rest of the season. Sports talk, including what's going on in the NFL, number 10 this week, as usual, pretty much. It always shows up in the number 10 spot, something to do with the conversation surrounding some event in the world of sports, and there is no exception to that. For the countdown ending the week of Friday, November 22nd, Doug Steffen on the air with the countdown as we review the top 10 talk topics of the week. Folks at Talkers Magazine have put together over at talkers.com a review, the survey of talk radio stations and hosts, programs on the air. So we are focused on the entire country. That's how the list comes to be. So let's see what you think at DougSteffen.com. There's a poll of all 10 of the items. We go through them during the course of this hour. You might want to visit there and tell us what you think is the number one issue from your perspective. Counting down from number 10 to number 1 in this hour, as I say, sports talk radio in the action at number 10.
Number 9.
Number 9, we're back into the presidential prospect game for 2 years from now. Here's host Bobby Walsh, known on the air as Gunther for some reason, talking to Dr. Ben Carson about whether Carson will run in 2016 and if he's any more qualified than Barack Obama was.
I'm going to ask you the question everybody's wondering, and is, are you going to run for president?
And I'll give you the answer that I always guess. I don't know. Weighing it very, very, very carefully. I'm a surgeon, so I have a surgical personality, mm-hmm. which means that you look carefully before you leap.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly the election the week before last has pushed me further in that direction.
Here's the thing, though. People are going to go, oh, he's just the usual politician. Why can't he just say yes or no? He's playing coy with us.
Well, I think as people get to know me, they will know that I don't play those kinds of games. You know, if I say I'm thinking about it, that's what I'm doing.
People that wanted me to ask you this question. They say we held President Obama, at least those of us on the right did. This guy is a community organizer. He has no ability. He's never run a business. Now, I think, have far greater credentials in terms of your ability, et cetera. But a couple of people said he's never run anything, and they feel that that's a big disqualifier for you being president. You don't. How do you answer those critics?
Well, I would simply say that you have to ask yourself, how much ability does it take to run a division of pediatric neurosurgery, to take it from nowhere on the map to number one in the nation?
Mm-hmm.
How much ability does it take to create a national scholars program that is now active in all 50 states? How much ability does it take to put together and successfully execute a team that can do something that has never been done before in a very complex field? I don't know, maybe being a community organizer is greater.
Number 8.
Number eight item or issue, if you will, on the Talk Radio Review this week has to do with what's going on in the Middle East, Jerusalem, the number of rabbis who were killed there, and the battle against ISIS. Here's host Garland Robinette talking to Middle East expert Dr. Graham Bannerman. They discuss how some parts of the Middle East don't want ISIS, but they don't want us there either.
We're going to change things by dropping bombs. Well, we did that in this one large city, and they don't like us for dropping the bombs and driving ISIS out. This seems to make no sense.
You're dealing with people who look at the world quite differently than we do. And when we try to impose our way of looking at the world, it always fails. And one of the hardest things to do as a policymaker in Washington is saying, if we do this action, what is their reaction going to be? And if we don't get that right, our actions may not succeed the way we plan on.
Can we get that right? I mean, you got 10,000 kajillion tribes with these artificial boundaries drawn up by the British and others that have been fighting each other for thousands of years. I mean, where is it? Bear with me.
There are several levels of conflict in the Middle East right now, and it makes it very difficult to deal with. We have the secularist versus the religious people. We have the minorities against the majority. We have the Sunnis against the Shias. And now, probably the most important struggle in the region is within the Sunni Arab population, between those people who we would call moderate and who those people we would call extremists. And that struggle will determine what the Middle East looks like for the next period of time. And what she's having on one side is we have the people like ISIS and Al-Qaeda and other radical Islamic groups who have a very extreme view of what Islam should be, and they're now being seriously opposed by some of our friends in the UAE, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt. If you listen to what the religious establishment is saying, it's certainly in Saudi Arabia and Egypt, you've never seen such a confrontation with the extremists.
So 888-302-3684 is a connection line. If you have quick comments about some of the things that we're talking about here as we rapidly go through all of the top 10 items in the world of conversation radio this past week, the charts, if you will, or you may email me, Doug@DougStephan.com, or you can send Facebook comments and Twitter comments, social media, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show. We continue with the number seven item on the list as the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week continues.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Hosting at the holidays doesn't have to be hard or costly. A few tips and tricks will help you throw a fancy but affordable party this season. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Simplify planning, save money, and create a meal to remember by setting an easy yet unique holiday menu. Christy Sawicki from Saving Dollars and Cents blog shares a few tips.
Make all your first stop when you shop. With prices up to 50% less than traditional grocers, you'll save on party planning. Dress up the cheese tray. Feature flights of all these sparkling wines, Sunshine Bay, Sauvignon Blanc, and Zum Riesling. Pair wines with savory breads and creamy cheeses like Manchego, Parmesan, and goat cheese.
Leave a lasting impression with a European-inspired dessert.
Offer different types of crepes and unique fillings, like almond butter and fruit preserve, and toppings like hazelnut and whipped ricotta at a crepe bar. For a personalized DIY dessert to end the night.
For more money-saving holiday entertaining tips and recipes, visit Aldi.us for the Aldi Holiday Catalog. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Poor productivity in the workplace can have negative consequences, including an impact on your company's bottom line and longer workdays. A recent survey conducted by Fellows Brands found office workers estimated that they could save more than 2 hours each day if they could work without disruption. Laura Stack, the Productivity Pro, shares more.
When it comes to disruptions affecting workplace productivity, survey respondents pinpointed everything from chatty coworkers to problems with office equipment. Get time back into your day by establishing ground rules in meetings, avoiding social media during work hours, and using the latest smart technologies that do the thinking for you, like Fellows Shredders. Their new line of AutoMax Shredders offers automatic shredding so you can walk away and focus on other priorities.
For more information, visit fellows.com. That's fellows.com.
Number seven. The number seven item this week. No, number six item this week on the... No, number seven. That's right. I'm on the backward side of the moon here. That happens sometimes. I literally get ahead of myself. The pipeline vote in the Senate this week for the Keystone Pipeline. On the Good Day program, I talked to a lady named Cindy Schild, who is from the American Petroleum Institute. You can imagine what they think. There's no magic or mystery to their position on the Keystone Pipeline. But I thought that you might want to hear some of the things that she had to say. So here we go.
It was certainly disappointing. It was a handful of senators that really were voting against the will of the American people. And time and time again, the vast support that the Americans provide over three-quarters or up to three-quarters of the American people really want this pipeline built. So it was a missed opportunity.
So is this just politics as usual?
It really is. You know, we've heard that this isn't about politics, but it's about politics clearly. It's clearly not about the merits of the pipeline, about the energy, national, and economic security that this pipeline would bring to consumers.
Well, one of the things that is a question is, it's Canadian oil, it's not American oil, but I guess there's a way of getting American oil into the pipeline here and there. One of the things that I got a kick out of were those who opposed it said it was going to hurt the environment. Doesn't make any difference where the oil comes from. We're still going to be burning it in our car until something else is put in. So what difference does it make where it comes from?
You know, you hit on a very, very good point and something that's often missed when some of this, the arguments can occur in sound bites, as often can happen in the media at times. And it is absolutely correct that about 10% of the oil on the pipeline will be picking up domestically produced oil in the plains. And again, we're adding value by bringing it two refineries in the United States.
The speciousness of the argument that it will create an environmental disaster, how is that when you figure there's no energy involved in the pipeline moving the oil from Canada down to the port, and yet all of the locomotives that haul these tanks after tanks after tanks on the railroad, look at all of the pollution that comes from the diesel engines. What the heck are these people talking about?
You know, there's been great strides to improve some of the emissions, whether you're talking about at the facilities, the refineries, or in the cars. However, it doesn't matter what crude oil you put into the refinery. You have to meet the same specifications in the fuel as well as during the refining process. It's all the same. And 70 to 80% of the emissions that come from that pipe are all the same, regardless of the crude.
The sorts of things that happen, though, in the oil business, for example, there was an explosion on an oil platform in the Gulf this past week. The company that's opening, that is opening up this area of the Gulf said one was killed, three were injured, and a lot of stuff leaked into the ocean. That's the sort of thing that the environmentalists use. Now, the platform has nothing to do in reality with a pipeline, but yet the pipeline or moving oil or using oil or any fossil fuels, it all becomes one big blur. And so these things get twisted and turned around. And under the circumstances, though, it would seem, and most Americans do feel, people that I've talked to on my radio programs, think that it is in the best interest of all of us to have this pipeline. What say you? You can indicate what your preference is for the top story of the week at DougStephan.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
The item this week at number six, I mentioned it a minute or two ago, and I was in the wrong place. Bill Cosby's in the news this week because of the resurgence of rape allegations against him, to a point where it seems to most observers that his career, whether he wants it to be or not, is over. Here's host Bill Carroll talking to Matt Bellamy from The Hollywood Reporter about the fallout with regard to these rape allegations against Cosby.
These allegations about Bill Cosby, they've been around for a long time. Why are they sticking now? We have social media now. When that comedian made the joke about Bill Cosby and it went viral, the story, the mainstream media had to follow social media. And so it finally became a story that we couldn't ignore. And the standards are just different. Mainstream media would look at these allegations and go, I don't know, we're really going to put this on the front page at the time when it's just an allegation and then no charges, unsubstantiated. No, it doesn't reach the level that we need to. We don't have enough information. We don't have enough sources. We can't just slander the guy. There's too much at stake. But now the allegations are out there everywhere anyway. So every interviewer starts asking questions. And Netflix decides that comedy special they were just saying a couple of days ago, no, we're going ahead with it. Now it's gone. And that's not all. Now, Matt, we hear that the comedy, that sitcom that was in the works for him is gone as well.
Yep, NBC announced that they are not moving forward with the project. It was a very early script stage project. It was not as if it was about to go on the air, but they said they're not moving forward.
Did they say why? Or are we all left to take a wild guess?
Yeah, they did not, but I think it was implicit in the timing why.
Yeah, but they don't have to say why, right? It's early on in a project. The projects get canceled along the way all the time in Hollywood.
That's true, but I think the timing of it, you don't put out a statement the day after Netflix scraps, you know, their project. I think that it's very clear that the scandal right now is impacting his professional life as well.
Yeah, I have no doubt either. I'm just saying that they don't have to address it. They don't have to say anything. They just cancel it and walk away, and their hands are clean because their network doesn't want to be dragged through this. Netflix, didn't they kind of say that they postponed his comedy special? That sounds a lot like canceled to me, but we're not going to say that yet.
They use the word postponed. Shelved is another word. Right. We'll see if it comes back. You know, you never know with this stuff. They did, you know, pay a lot of money to license that, so they have it. They can run it. But, you know, I think it's going to be at least a couple months before they reconsider that.
Where do you think this leaves Bill Cosby's career? And not that he's a young man. He doesn't have to do anything else. I'm sure he's got enough money. Unless he's been really stupid with his cash, he's got enough money. He's going to be fine. What is he, 77?
77.
Yeah, so, but is he pretty much finished?
I think that it's going to be very difficult for him. I mean, there will probably always be a, you know, a small market maybe for his stand-up comic and comedy. He was supposed to get to play Vegas, I think, in the next couple months, so maybe he'll still do that. But I think for TV and films, he's probably done.
Yeah, and his stand-up comedy, I remember paying to see him. I think George Benson opened the show. Bill Cosby came out and did his stand-up. Very funny, very entertaining night. Worth every penny at the time. But it was, you know, probably 12,000 people showed up to see it. It's a while ago now, but still.
Oh, he's an icon. I mean, he was. You know, if you look at what this guy's career has been, you know, he's a stand-up. Then he did the Cosby Show. I mean, he was also a pioneer with as an African American in commercials, like with Jell-O and Coca-Cola. He was an amazing icon of comedy.
Are you surprised that it's steamrolling against him? You and I know this story. Everybody knows. These allegations have been floating around for a long, long time.
Yeah, what's interesting about this story is the timing and how these allegations, which had been dormant for a long time, all of a sudden became public again and sort of steamrolled. It's a testament, I think, to the power of social media. You know, this comedian, Hannibal Buress, went on stage and called Bill Cosby a rapist, and it was filmed, and it was put online, and it got passed around, and then other women came forward, and then Janice Dickinson came forward, and everything kind of flowed from there.
All right, reviewing quickly where we are in this first half hour. Number 10, Sports Talk Radio Discussions. Number 9, the presidential prospects. Number 8, what's going on in the Middle East. Number 7, the pipeline. Number 6, Bill Cosby. That leaves us in the second half hour, the second half of the top 10 list this week on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com. UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Issue or item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. These are the items on the weekly list for November the 17th to the 21st. I'm Doug Steffen, focused on that shooting in Florida. The FSU folks having, well, this is something that's been going on way too much, as we know, over the last number of years in college campuses, educational circumstances. Here's host Preston Scott talking to reporter Rick Flagg the morning after the shooting at Florida State.
You'd hope you don't have to talk about in your hometown, and quite honestly, hope you don't have to talk about, period, but it happened. Shooting at Florida State University, Rick at the FSU campus. Rick, tell us what happened.
Well, basically, police got a call about 12:30 this morning that there was an armed subject at the Strozier Library. The library at the time was packed. Hundreds of students there studying for finals. Apparently, he managed to get in the building, fired several shots. Three students were injured. One of them was just a graze. He was treated, he or she, we don't know their genders, but they were treated at the scene and released. Two others were taken to the hospital. We do not have updates on their conditions yet. Tallahassee police say that they can't release that because of their students and there are privacy laws. Now, after, when police arrived, they say they confronted the suspect outside the Strozier Library at the entrance. They ordered him to drop his weapon. He refused and fired at least one shot. And that is when as many as five officers from FSU and the Tallahassee Police Department opened fire. The suspect was killed at the scene. We do not have an ID. They will not say whether or not he was a member of the FSU community, whether he was a student or an employee there. But all five officers are now, you know, relieved of regular street duty as the investigation takes place, and they are trying to assure members of the public that FSU is safe, that this was an isolated incident, a lone gunman, and there are no other reports of disruptions on campus. Now, right now, it's the grunt work. They're interviewing all of those students that had to be evacuated from Strozier and taken to Bellamy, and they're questioning all of them to see what they know. But as of now, they're not releasing many details about the people who were injured or the suspect who was killed.
They've decided to cancel classes for the day at FSU, correct?
They have indeed, and also, except for the counseling. Any FSU students who feel they need counseling, there will be extra counselors on duty today who can help out. Also, they are asking, you know, parents who have kids at FSU to not call the police department. They're posting all the information on their website and on their Twitter feeds and on their Facebook feeds, but the, you know, the police department has just been overwhelmed by phone calls from the family members, and they're asking folks to just stick with the, you know, social media and with the website, and please do not tie up the lines of the police department.
Number four. Pretty interesting how social media really is an impactful thing in our society in this time, isn't it, huh? Doug Steffen here as we continue on. Number four this week brings us around to Buffalo, New York. And, yes, the discussion of all of the snow, the winter weather that's brought itself in fully a month before winter arrives, at least on the calendar. Host Dave Ross and Colleen O'Brien, who are in Seattle, talked to host Dave Debo, who's in Buffalo, about the record-setting snowstorm there. Have you ever seen anything like this out there?
I have not, and I've been born here and raised here, and I've seen snow before, and we get it heavy, but this is unprecedented. Some of the spots where it just continued to come down and come down and come down have seen 5 feet or even more in a little over the past 24 hours. Amazing and unprecedented.
And a lot of this lake effect snow, which if people haven't experienced that before, it is unrelenting, and it just stacks up quicker than snow just falling from the clouds.
It absolutely does. 3 to 4 inches an hour, they say. The analogy that one of our weathermen used was just kind of like a fire hose. If you're at the end of the fire hose, you're going to get hit in just a narrow area. And the way the wind comes off the lake, it develops these snow bands. And again, just like the water jetting out of a fire hose, particular towns south of Buffalo got hit for the past day and a half. And those are the places that got huge snow drifts. A bad visibility, a real absolute mess. Again, about five feet of snow there. Other places around town, our studios are to the north, and we walk out of the building here, and we tap our shoes a little bit and shake a little bit of snow off, and no problem.
So are the cities prepared for this? Because out here, of course, we have a controversy every year. We get an inch of snow, and you know the snow plows aren't up to it. But you guys got to be prepared out there, right?
Well, prepared, yes. Prepared for this, I don't think anyone was. I mean, they couldn't be. The snow was coming down so quickly that in some spots they'd go through, and within 15 or 20 minutes they'd have no progress. It would all be erased already. So prepared, yes, for winter. Prepared for this, I don't think anyone is. They're not panicking. They're plowing through, literally. Right now, today, we're getting a little bit of a respite, so they're getting a little bit of a catch-up. But those lake effects, the snow bands will, they say, set up a little bit more again tomorrow.
And how are people handling this? Typically, you know, people send in pictures of how they're coping with all the snow. I spent some time in an area where we got 68 inches of snow in 2 weeks, and typically it's, you know, everyone's in it together. They all jump in to help. So how are people reacting in the Buffalo area?
That is absolutely the Buffalo ethic, people helping each other out, snowmobiles volunteering to take people around or at least to try and rescue them from the stranded vehicles. A little bit less of that this time because there are so many driving bans. There are about 25 towns and villages around here that have complete and total driving bans. So you can't get out and help your neighbor much. Certainly people are checking on the old lady next door, but not necessarily getting out and doing that really big yay rah community spirit thing. There is, however, a sense of, yeah, we'll get through it. There are a lot of people who have been stuck on the thruway for over 24 hours.
That's
who
scary.
Are just kind of pulling together and partying and saying, hey, we will get through it. And so far they have. Bit by bit, authorities have started to rescue those. So there is that sense of community. There is that sense of helping out to the degree that people can get around to do that. But getting around to do that is awfully tough lately.
Number three
item this week on our talk radio review, the situation in Ferguson, Missouri. More guns are being sold in the St. Louis area
and tensions because there are people waiting for that grand jury decision on whether to indict the police officer. Here are hosts Jane Foy and Rick Daniels with Steve Futterman of CBS about what's going on in Ferguson this week.
It's just so bizarre that so many people are hanging around waiting for a grand jury in St. Louis County, Missouri, to make a decision. Steve, what must it be like to be out there and have people waiting on what's going to happen with a grand jury?
Well, this is a grand jury that's going to reach a decision that's very much anticipated. It's a very unusual situation. You know, we've had situations where we have high-profile cases, the Michael Jackson trial, the O.J. Simpson trial. We've had people waiting to see what those verdicts would be. This is not a verdict. This is a decision that's somewhat comparable because of all the publicity and the interest it's received.
Right. So, and it's very odd, too, because it's almost like, what are we waiting for? Are we waiting for a decision or are we waiting for riots? You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think we can put it that bluntly. You just did. I don't think I'm going to put it that bluntly. We are waiting for a decision. We are waiting to see if they are going to charge the police officer, Darren Wilson, the man who shot and killed Michael Brown. And if they do charge him, what will those charges be? And yes, we are waiting to see what the reaction will be to the decision by the grand jury. So I think it's all, you know, a mixed bag. It's all three of these things.
Well, have the authorities noticed any influx of outsiders coming into Ferguson? Because we had heard of a couple of extremist groups who were, it sounded like, trying to get involved.
Again, when you have a situation like this with all the attention, you're going to have people take advantage of the situation. And yes, I would not be surprised if there are outsiders here right now waiting for the grand jury's decision. Now, some of these are very, very sincere outsiders, civil rights activists who've been involved in, you know, the cause of civil rights for many years. And then there are others who come here to probably cause trouble, to incite maybe some incidents after the decision is reached. So that's a mixed bag, too.
All right, so situation in Ferguson. I'm not, I always am interested in how these things shake out nationally because I'm talking on my Monday through Friday Good Day program about some of the issues. I don't feel that, at least with our attention focus, that we necessarily are always on the same page. I think there were some people, but I'm not doing a political talk radio program. It is issue-oriented, though, and we have a lot of fun with the issues. Not much fun can be had with the discussion of what's going on in Ferguson, and perhaps that's why we passed a bit on it. But a lot of other stations were really focused on it. A lot of coverage, a lot of newspaper coverage, that sort of thing, and the usual stuff on the 24-hour cable channels. That is part of what goes into making up the decision. I know talking to the folks at Talkers Magazine, they use lots of different bits and pieces of information as to how they come up with this list. All right, so we've approached number two here with some degree of aplomb. You'll get to that in your ears in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
It's the holidays, and for the U.S. Postal Service, this is our season for many reasons.
Because we treat every package like it's from our own Aunt Kathy.
Because we have the manpower, the tech power, and the willpower to get the job done.
Because of amazing services like text alerts.
Because we deliver to more people in more places than anyone.
Because for rain, sleet, snow, or whatever else Mother Nature throws at us, we bring our A game.
When it comes time to ship your gifts, trust the U.S. Postal Service, because this is our season. Priority you. For more info about our services, go to USPS.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
There have been many news stories about one mayor's drive to ban large soft drinks, and nearly everyone thought the effort was a classic case of government overreach. I've never bought a big gulp soda, but I cherish my right to do so. We all understand the dangers of too much sugar in our diets, but most people know government has more important things to worry about than the size of our sodas. If we look through the lens of liberty, we might realize this is really not much different than the government determining how our hamburgers must be cooked or what kind of light bulbs we must buy. In America, we believe in taking responsibility for our own actions and providing for our own happiness. Sometimes we need to remind politicians to take care of important government business and let us take care of our own business.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Hosting at the holidays doesn't have to be hard or costly. A few tips and tricks will help you throw a fancy but affordable party this season. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Simplify planning, save money, and create a meal to remember by setting an easy yet unique holiday menu. Christy Sawicki from Saving Dollars and Cents blog shares a few tips.
Make Aldi your first stop when you shop. With prices up to 50% less than traditional grocers, you'll save on party planning. Dress up the cheese tray. Feature flights of all these sparkling wines, Sunshine Bay, Sauvignon Blanc, and Zum Riesling. Pair wines with savory breads and creamy cheeses like Manchego, Parmesan, and goat cheese.
Leave a lasting impression with a European-inspired dessert.
Offer different types of crepes and unique fillings, like almond butter and fruit preserves, and toppings like hazelnut and whipped ricotta at a crepe bar. For a personalized DIY dessert to end the night.
For more money-saving holiday entertaining tips and recipes, visit Aldi.us for the Aldi Holiday Catalog. I'm Risa Jill Miller.
Poor productivity in the workplace can have negative consequences, including an impact on your company's bottom line and longer workdays. A recent survey conducted by Fellows Brands found office workers estimated that they could save more than 2 hours each day if they could work without disruption. Laura Stack, the productivity pro, shares more.
When it comes to disruptions affecting workplace productivity, survey respondents pinpointed everything from chatty coworkers to problems with office equipment. Get time back into your day by establishing ground rules in meetings, avoiding social media during work hours, and using the latest smart technologies that do the thinking for you, like Fellows Shredders. Their new line of AutoMax shredders offers automatic shredding so you can walk away and focus on other priorities.
For more information, visit fellows.com. That's fellows.com.
Number two item. Excuse me. Hello. The number two focus this week in our talk radio countdown show, the new video that surfaced showing Jonathan Gruber, the economist, who made controversial comments about how the Affordable Health Care Act was written, talking about states' oppositions to the Medicaid expansion in the law and the role poverty may play in its success or failure. The story continued to get hotter. Here are hosts Mike Violette and Dennis Bailey talking to Jack Marshall from ProEthics.com about Gruber's comments.
Depending on who you believe or subscribe to, he either was the architect of Obamacare or he's a guy that the President and the Speaker of the House have never heard of before and don't know what the hell is going on. I don't know if there's any middle ground there, but you do have some specific ethics observations and conclusions that you wrote about here. Your thoughts on when you heard Mr. Gruber and tied it all into everything and what you thought about it?
Well, a theme through Ethics Alarms and a theme that I believe in, you know, I'm a great believer in the democratic process. I'm a great believer in the United States. And I'm always troubled when any party and any politician essentially tries to exploit the fact that, you know, most Americans are fat and happy. They don't pay very much attention to what's going on. They sort of take things from their friends or in sound bites. And I think gaming that and basically trying to slip stuff by them, get them to support things they really wouldn't support if they understood, to engage in deceit, which is the most insidious kind of lie. And
oh, they wouldn't do that now, Jack. Come on.
They're unethicists, I think.
And basically, you know, basically is the national language of the District of Columbia, which is to say things that are literally true but actually deceptive. That basically renders democracy completely inert and is, in fact, the tactics used by all the great totalitarian dictators through history. And so we have to hold our leaders to the highest possible standards, and no matter how often it's done, and no matter how many times it may be done, even for something you're in favor of, we must protest when our leaders in our government manipulate us to that degree, and we have to say, no, this is wrong, we won't tolerate it, we don't trust you if you keep doing this, and they have to pay a high price for it. And this is the reason I think this is a tipping point is I think this is one of the most blatant examples of someone not only getting out and admitting that or proving it, but being gleeful about it and saying, you know, this is just the way you govern. You just fool those stupid voters and you get things through. And I don't think there's any way we should minimize that.
No, I think there's a lot of truth to it, frankly. Interesting that this man, Gruber, has so many contracts, so much political connection. I wonder if his career is going to go the way of Bill Cosby's this week. Vermont has announced it will not pay the remainder of his $400,000 contract, although his services are still needed leading up to January when they are supposed to present a health reform plan to the state legislature. He was hired to run economic models to support the governor's plan. Gruber has consulted on health care initiatives in Colorado, Connecticut, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, West Virginia, and Wisconsin. All of those contracts are up. The Countdown Extra this week, focusing on Casey Kasem. Yes, still. His children lost a battle in court this week, but maybe getting a break from the government of Norway, which says it'll hold off on his widow's desire to bury him there. The courtroom loss reported by NBC is that a judge in Los Angeles rejected the request by Casey's children to have his body returned to California. What a bizarre story, isn't that? Sad but true. Number one, you may consider that sad but true as well. That's up next here on our countdown.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
All right, the number, numero uno, if you will, number one item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown list is the focus on the president's amnesty action, the executive action that was highlighted on Thursday night and been talked about all week. As a matter of fact, on my Good Day program this week, I had a conversation with immigration attorney Ann Badmus about the president's plan. Basically, as he outlined it, goes around Congress and tries to use President Reagan and President Bush as the precedented, the earlier action, executive actions. He's basically saying, or has said, some of the people around him have said, it's the same as what he's trying to do.
Well, I don't know if I necessarily agree with a whole different thing in terms of what the powers that he has to do this. President Reagan and President Bush had reasons for doing what they did.
Well, they had congressional support. That's my point. They had votes in Congress that supported what they were doing. This guy doesn't.
Well, my understanding was, and if I look back at what happened there, was that they used their their executive powers to delay deportation for different groups of people who did not have, under the law, the current law, the right to stay in the United States. They weren't included. So there were not really, in my understanding, votes in Congress to say that this is what can happen. They did this before, and then afterwards there were votes in Congress to support what they did.
All right. Will there be a vote in Congress to support what the president may do?
Well, my understanding is the hope that the president wants is that they will at least take up the bill that was brought in by the Senate a couple of years ago and at least entertain the issues that we're talking about here. So whether they end up supporting exactly what he did or not, I believe what they're looking for is that there will be some action taken.
From your perspective as a lawyer in this field, what ought to be done in terms of, the public's concern about the number of illegal immigrants here and how to best fix the problem for 2014?
Well, I think it's pretty much, I've been practicing immigration for over 20 years, and the situation has been pretty much the same. There's always been the issue of what is going to happen with the situation that we have as far as immigration, because illegal immigrants have been around for quite some time. And we've always asked for the same thing, a comprehensive look at the whole situation, including three parts, the border patrol, border situation, the legal immigration system, whether there is a sufficient legal immigration system that would curtail illegal immigration. The problem that we see is that a lot of the illegal immigrants that do come in, it's because they don't have any other avenues to do so. And then the other issue is that those who are here currently, what are we going to do with them? And I think that's what President Obama is trying to address at this point.
All right, here's host Debbie Rodriguez talking to Josh Gerstein from Politico.com about the focus of the plan itself.
Josh, explain how the president gets to act on this one on his own.
Well, you know, traditionally in the immigration system, not necessarily the president, but the executive branch has had a lot of power to decide when people can stay, who should get asylum, who shouldn't, who should be the priorities to be sent home. And the White House's position is that, you know, until Congress provides enough money to, say, remove the 12 or so million people believed to be here illegally, that the president is free, has a pretty much free hand to set priorities. And that in doing that, he can say, I'm going to focus on sending home, say, criminals, and I'm going to let people that have a relatively clean record stay. And he even has the authority, as you mentioned, to give them work permits while they remain here.
But they don't get everything, right? They're not eligible for health care or food stamps or anything like that, right?
They might at some point be eligible for some programs, but they don't get, say, a green card, and they aren't on a pathway to citizenship. Those are the kinds of benefits that only Congress can give them. And as you mentioned, Congress has been sort of stalemated and gridlocked on this issue for the last few years. The Senate did pass a broad immigration bill a couple of years ago, about a year and a half ago, but the House has never acted on it.
So we should also point out that he's talking about people who've been here for 5 years or longer. Is that how it goes?
Right. He's talking about people that have been here 5 years or longer. He's also talking about people who have a U.S. citizen in their household. So these would largely be people who already have U.S. citizen children. And through a previous program, the DACA program, for people that came in as children, he's already allowed many of those people to get this kind of treatment, people who were brought here illegally by their parents, but because of their age, obviously didn't have much of a role in deciding whether to make the trip.
All right, so the review of the top 10 is over, and you can find that list of the top 10 radio topics from talkers.com at dougsteffen.com. Tell us what you think is the most important one of all of the 10 we've gone through. As far as people are concerned, at number 10, Scott Walker, Jim Webb's at 9, Peter Kasich is at 8, Rand Paul 7, Bill Cosby 6, Nancy Pelosi 5, Mitch McConnell number 4, Darren Wilson and Michael Brown at number 3, Jonathan Gruber number 2, and number 1 this week, as usual, the President of the United States on the People List on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.